be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day.
Turn to Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of whatever, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the day, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled the ships, so that they began to sink. When Peter saw it, he fell down at his knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes, which they had taken. So everybody was astonished. Amen. And so was also James and John and the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. They forsook everything and followed him. I think this is where we're at. Right now, I just think this is where the body of Christ is at, especially in this nation. I just think that people are ready to hear. Look at somebody say, people are ready to hear the word. And people are hungry to hear the word. And Jesus is ready to sow the word. Amen. Jesus is ready to sow the word. Do you believe that? How many of you are hungry for good word? How many of you are really hungry for good word? I mean, you're tired of nursery rhymes. Amen. Enough already. Seven steps to nothing. But you're just ready to hear from heaven. People are hungry, and they need to hear a word from God, because just one word could change your life forever. And so people are hungry for the living word. Well, this was the same case. Jesus was talking, and people pressed upon him to hear the word. People are pressing in to hear the word. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Isn't that a trip? But Jesus saw the ships standing by the lake. So he saw those ships, and those ships represented business. Two ships standing there with nobody in them. Those ships represent possibilities, livelihood, and life. And I think this morning there are some people here that had some ships. Either you done sunk them. How many of you had some business deals that went so sour? Amen. You just took a shotgun and shot a hole in the bottom of the ship and sank that sucker. Amen. Well, this is the season where God's restoring things. He's bringing back things that are lost. Amen. He's speaking life to things that are dead. And many people have many ideas, dreams, and goals, businesses, hopes of ministries, hopes of relationships, and you went out there and you tried to do it and you weren't able to accomplish anything with that thing. And every time you tried, you hit a wall, or you came up against opposition, and it was just ridiculous. So you went out and bought nets, and you bought a boat, and you got out there and nothing happened. How many ever did that? You went out there and nothing happened. How many are tired of going out there with nothing happened? God keeps telling you, go out there. Nothing, take in nothing. Here we go again. Go out there, take in nothing. Then they just got to the point, they were out there. They said, let's go on in. Let's get these nets out and wash them up. somebody saying, we're going to wash this thing out. We're going to wash it. Forget it. And there are many people that are like that in this room this morning. You got some dreams, ambitions, and some goals, and you just go out there and nothing happens, and you just pull it in and say, let's just go washing nets. And Jesus saw the empty boats. Isn't that amazing? He saw things that were meant to do something that weren't. He saw those things. He said, if that person's not going to use it, I can. Isn't that amazing? If they can't do anything with it, I can. You ever heard of the thing, the fish and the loaves of bread? We don't think it would really do much, but when we put it in God's hands, your little becomes much. You might got stuff that, how many of you got stuff and you think your ability can't satisfy yourself with your own stuff? I mean, you can try all, with all of your effort and with all of your strength, and it doesn't even meet your need. Well, listen, there might be some things in your life and goals and dreams and businesses and jobs that are barely meeting your need. And the thing that barely meets your need, when God gets in it, it will meet the needs of multitudes. Anybody heard the thing? If it doesn't meet the need, it becomes seed. God says, I can do something with that. I can use that. Isn't that wonderful? So Jesus saw those two ships sitting there with nobody in them. Nobody where they needed to be. Guess he's waiting for you to take your hands off so he can put his hands on it. So Jesus saw those empty ships, and he saw the men out there washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships. I got a word of God for you this morning. God's about to enter into your ship. You might not be there, but God's going to be there already before you get there. God's going to meet you in the thing you gave up on. Amen. And he's going to call you back to that thing and say, hey, look, I know you couldn't make it happen, but I can. Amen. I'm right here in this ship. We can make it work. Because I want to teach you that nothing is impossible with God. Isn't that good? So he went back to their empty, catch nothing ships. So many people want to give up so quickly. They want to quit. They want to hang it up. They just want to say, forget it, it's worth it. Guess what? In God, even if there's something he didn't want you to do anymore, he will cause you to go back to that thing and he'll make it right. And then he'll say, there you're free. Because we leave, not because we're chased out of something or persecuted out of something, amen. We leave at his word. But God is right there in the midst of your ship, and you got to learn to communicate with him in your ship. So I want to say some things to some people. There are some people ready to bail ship. It's the same thing with ministries and ministers. How many aspire to get a ministry and you just want to get a ministry? And many people, when they get into their ships and their ships don't bring in what they think it should be, they say, well, I'm just going to go into the ministry. My ship's sinking. Forget it. That's the reason to go in the ministry. No, it's not. Because when you get in the ministry, you'll be thinking, let me go find a ship to get off of this island someplace. I'm always looking for a ship. Every once in a while, you get frustrated, you get upset, you get nervous. It does happen sometimes, and you find yourself putting little SOS signs out there. Help. That's why Paul said we need to be content where we are. When your business crashes, you want to go into ministry. Amen. When the ministry doesn't work right, you want to go into business. Amen. So, I'm going to show you that before God used that person that owned that ship, he took them back to their ship and made their ship successful. And then he called them out of it. He blessed them out of their supposedly mess. So he took them. So he entered into the ships and told them, look, thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So he said, look, since you can't catch any fish out of the ship, let me use it for the ministry. Some people are ready to trash stuff. Don't trash it. Use it for the kingdom of God. Change your life with that thing. Amen. Let Jesus use it for a season. Amen. Don't throw it away. Use it for the kingdom. And you will find when they took those things that they thought they were going to be using it for itself and gave it to Jesus to let Jesus use it for his purposes. How many of you never saw that? That he took a ship that was worthless, that wasn't doing anything, and got into it and preached the gospel out of it. He used it for his glory and for his purposes. And you don't know many things that you think are not happening for you. God say, no, I got a divine purpose for that ship you're in. Maybe there's an employee that you need to minister to. Maybe there's a house you need to go to. Amen. There's something that maybe God wants to preach out of your ship that can't catch fish. Isn't that amazing? So he took the ship back out. And when they went out the next time, they did not go out to catch fish. They went out at his word. Isn't that good? They got in the boat because he needed it and he wanted to preach from it. So they said, look, I can't do anything. I'm going to give it to Jesus. And whatever you can preach with it, you can do whatever you want with it. And they did not know what would happen when they just followed God's voice and his command. So they took Jesus out there and Jesus preached from the boat. And I guess they were thinking, well, I guess it's just a preaching boat from now on. It's just a preaching boat. Amen. So they go out there and Jesus is preaching from the boat. Now when he had left speaking, God will apprehend your businesses. And he'll grab his businesses where nothing can happen in your business. We're talking about Holy Ghost businesses. Yes, we are. So we keep going. Because after he can use that thing for his glory and for his purposes, guess what will happen? Next, after he had finished speaking from it, after he had done what he wanted to do with it, he turned around and he said, now launch out into the deep. He said, now go out a little farther. They didn't know what he was saying. They already went out a little bit. See, most of the time God wants to get a hold of you and say, look, let's go out a little bit. He gets a hold. How many of your businesses have been challenged by God? Separation of church and state. Now, we don't talk about Jesus on our job. There are several things you don't talk about, religion, politics, and all these things. Amen? Not so. Let God get into your ship. Let God get into your ship in whatever you're doing. And then once God gets in your ship, he said, let's go out just a little bit. Then after he goes out a little bit, he'll use that ship, and you'll think, well, that's all I got from that. Amen? They didn't catch one fish while he was preaching. They just sat there watching him. And what good is this thing going to do me? Then they got to the point to where he said, now let's go out just a little bit deeper. And then he said, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a big catch. How many of you want a big catch? How many of you believe in big catches?
Amen.
How many believe for a big catch? How many believe in abundance?
Amen.
Well, you're not going to get a big catch until you let Jesus into the boat. And when he gets into the boat, you got to let him talk a little bit. Let him into the boat and let him talk. How many he's in your boat? Nothing's happened, but you hear him doing a whole lot of talking. I mean, you come to church, nothing's happened, but there's a whole lot of talking going. I've heard enough. Where is my thing that you've been talking about? Where's my fine? God prophesied I was going to get $5,000. I only got $5,000. Where is it? God gets in and then God speaks to you the word. So he got into their boat and he started talking. And then they said, look, cast it out for a big catch. And Simon said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken in nothing. He knew that. He saw the empty boats. That's why he got into it. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that you could ever think or imagine. Amen. He knew what was out there and he knew what listened to his voice. I'm speaking to people that have been toiling with little results this morning. Toilers with little results. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Now, you know there's a little teaching about net and nets. God didn't tell him to let down the net. Do y'all see that? He said, let down the nets. Then he said, Lord, I just cleaned these things up. I'm not going back up. They look, I might be selling them. Amen. I done cleaned them up. I'm going to take them and sell these things. I'm a hawk. I'm a pawn them. Amen. God didn't tell him to throw out his net. God said to throw out your nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes that broke their net. Even in obedience, he missed God by throwing out one net. And that net broke. But if he had hurt God and put out all of his nets, they would have taken in much more than what they were amazed at the one little net that broke. They were happy what they took in with one broken net that they were amazed. They took in so much from one broken net. One broken net that they were sore amazed. He got to the point he was so amazed that he fell on his knees and repented and said, I don't deserve you to be in my boat. If you can do this with one broken net. It's like Gideon and his army, isn't it? He took a whole bunch of people to the water, but not all those people came back from the water. One broken net in God's hand is worth all of your little clean nets and two boats. Amen. With one boat and one broken net, they took in a multitude of fish that the net broke. The Bible says he'll bless you to the point to where you won't have room to contain it. Amen. He'll bless you to the point to where you won't have room enough to contain what you'll be able to take in. We can apply this to souls as well. Let God in. Don't chase him out when he starts to manifest and people start running around the room. Get out of this boat. You're going to scare away everybody. People start speaking in tongues. They don't understand that. We'll never fly in the woodlands. Get out of the boat. No, we let God in the boat and we don't tell him to keep his mouth shut when he gets here. Amen. We let him in the boat. He gets in the boat. He sits there and he preaches from the boat. Whether we want to hear it or not, he preaches from the boat. And after we let him preach from the boat, whether we see anything or not, because our faith is not based on what we see, it's based on what we hear. See, he'll speak the word, and then a little bit later on, somebody say, just a little bit later on, it might be in these 30 days ago, he might say, now go out a little bit deeper. See, he's just in the boat talking right now. And some people say, talking cheap. No, it's not. Talk is not cheap. See, you need to get excited when there's a spirit of revelation in the room because God's fixing to do something. So you got to sit there, pluck your feathers, go up to the high mountain of God, go up to the high place and listen. And then after you finish listening, God's going to say, now I'm going to send you out a little bit deeper. Amen. He said, I got you out a little bit so I could talk to you. Now you can go back. See, they were out a little bit. They were out a little bit. So they always had a choice so they can get back. It was easy to get back. See, when you're at the word, you can always decide, look, I don't buy this. So you're just out a little bit from the land. You can always go back. You can always go back when you're here. You can always make a decision. And most of the time when people give up, they give up at the point of the word. When God's trying to sow it to them and teach it to them, that's when most of them quit because they're closest to the land. That's when you can choose to decide, do I want to go back or do I want to go farther? Amen. So you're out there and you hear the word. And God said, no, I'm just going to talk to you a little bit. No, you can just stick here. But if you want to, you can probably even swim back if you want to. You're not out that far. Amen. You just hear this thing before you get into it. Because after I finish talking to you, I can't bless you. I can't bless you to the point to where you can swim back.
Ooh, glory.
I can talk to you from that point. But I can't bless you when you're so close to the land. Amen. Nothing but crabs in that kind of water. Amen. He said, but I'm going to talk to you, and then I'm going to develop a relationship with you, and then you're going to believe me so that when I say do something, you'll be able to say like Simon said, at your word, I'll do it. As soon as you get to the point to where you hear enough scripture and you hear enough word and you hear enough teaching that you will obey God even in silly, strange things, God will take you out there. He says, now we're going to go out to the deep and practice. How many of you are excited about that? See, how many of you are excited about that? See, you didn't know this. See, you were out there on the water catching a little bit of fish, and you were wondering, why did my business go sour? Why didn't it make everything? God said, no, I caused the fish not to get in your boat to get you to get the land so I could get in. Hallelujah. See, you would have been out there all by yourself just fine catching them little bit of 5-6 fish and dragging it back. Then God said, no, fish, stay out of the boat. Maybe they'll get back to dry land where I can get in and talk to them. Then I'll make up for what I caused them to lose from the beginning. I'm so glad God got them to the point to where they had to get to land and wash them nets. There have been many things where I wasn't catching anything and God caused me to go back to land. Amen. I was way out there in the wrong thing. All by myself. But God will get it to where you have to go back to dry land to where he'll get into the boat and start talking to you. Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice. So then he talks to you for a bit. And I'm sure some of the employees were on the side of the boat. He say, one more word, I'm off the side. Are we still getting paid? Are we still getting paid? Well, what else are you going to do? Some of them were in the boat because they had nothing else to do. They weren't catching any fish. And they had nothing else to hear but to hear the word. How many of your life got to the point to where everything, just forget it. I might as well go to church. I ain't got nowhere else to go. Can't go to a bar. Can't afford a drink. So those of you that God's called you back to land a little bit, you should be rejoicing. And there's something in the book of Proverbs talking about, you'll go so far, but God will pull you back. God will pull you back to where you need him. And then he'll get into the boat, and then he'll talk to you. Then once he talks to you, he'll talk to you a bit, and then he's going to get some of us to the point where he says, now go out to the deep. Some of you have heard it. How many of you have heard? Don't go out to the deep until you've heard. Don't go out into the deep until you've heard, because you'll just go back to dry land with empty nets. But listen to God, and then go out to the deep. And it won't happen to you what happened to them. When they had done this, a great multitude of fishes got it to where their nets break, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them, that they came and filled both ships. So they began to sink. And when Simon saw it, he fell on his knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. Let me tell you this. God will bless you to the point that it will bring you to your knees. See, the first time they corrupted themselves, got so broke to where they had to go back to dry land and got on their knees to wash nets. But the second time, they were blessed to the point of repentance. See, many people get into trouble where they don't repent until they get in trouble. Until nothing else happens the way they have to repent. They're nowhere else to go. But then the second time they went out with Jesus in the boat, he starts causing them to repent by the goodness and kindness and mercy of God. Isn't that great? There are two ways. When God is outside of your boat, you have to be led by calamity. Led by calamity and life and hard knocks. But when God gets into the boat and the word gets in your heart, he starts to lead you by abundance. He'll bless you to the point, you know, I talked to one guy and said, I don't want God to bless me and make me rich because I might just say, forget it all. We just get real sinful. I said, well, ask God to bless you to the point to where it scares you and you're afraid to mess up. Don't you know God will bless you to the point to where you're so dazed you're afraid to mess up?
Amen.
This is what happened to Peter. He got so blessed. He took in so much fish, it was a miracle that it brought him to his knees. And that's how God wants to speak to you. And if you got a partner, somebody say a partner. And they can only hear from empty nets. And only be led about by empty nets. Smack them in the back of the head right now in Jesus' name and say, look, stop listening to empty nets. Listen to the word of God. And listen to the abundance. So when he heard that, he fell to his knees, and then God says, now let's go out deeper. See, there's always deeper with God. See, there's always deeper. He took him out a little bit, heard him the word. And they said, man, this is deep stuff that we're hearing. I'm sure it was deep what he taught. I don't know what he taught from those boats, but it was enough that the people were rushing him to hear what he was having to say. Whenever Jesus got in the boat to teach, it means that he was teaching so hot that people were just crowding. I got to hear more. He was a teacher. I mean, he had to get out to the water to separate himself. Brother Osteen had bodyguards. My goodness, Jesus had to get in a boat to teach because the people were drawn to his word. And then he taught them that deep stuff. Then he said, now let's go deeper. God wants to go deeper. God wants to go deeper. And then after he blessed them, it doesn't stop at the point of big blessing. It goes on deeper than that. And he said, oh, Lord, I'm a sinful man. He repented. He got blessed to the point of repentance. For we are astonished, and all that were with him at the drawing of fishes which had taken in. Glory to God. We always take a slogan, the religious might get mad at this. God wants to bless the hell out of you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God wants to bless the hell out of you. God doesn't have to beat you into repentance. God will get you to the point where he's so good that you'll have to change. And so was also James and John and the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with him. And Jesus answered and said, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Somebody say deeper.
Deeper.
That's deeper. See, that's deeper. From glory to glory to glory. Remember I said people go into ministry because things don't go well? And then God takes them back to the boat. He wants to take you back to your boat and bless you to the point to where you're so astonished, to where you just say, look, wow, that you just leave all. It's easy to leave something empty. Amen? It's easy to leave something that's ready to sink. But would you leave something when your business is jumping? Would you still do what God told you to do when you're taking in so much? That's how God wants to use you, to where it costs you something to make a decision to follow him. It's easy to tithe when your tithe is 20 bucks. But when God gets you to the point to where he'll bless you, then that's when he got those people to the point where he says, and when they had brought their nets, their ships to land, the second time they forsook all. See, they were ready to give up the first time with nothing. See, they were ready to give up for nothing the first time. They went back to land again. And the first time they were washing their nets and giving up because they couldn't do anything. But this next time they forsook all and followed him. See, they went back next time. They were ready to quit. They didn't know what they were going to do. The next time they went back to land, they go fishing on land. God will teach you to fish on water before he calls you to fish on land. He just upped the stakes for them. Amen. Isn't that good?
Jesus, we bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.